Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
DraftKings, the leader in fantasy sports, just dropped a brand new fantasy app called Pick 6. Pick 6 is the newest way for you to get in on the fantasy football action with DraftKings. Just pick between 2 and 6 NFL players and choose if they're going to have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more or less than 100 yards? Or will a player have more than a touchdown? Track your lineup and compete against others for huge cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app now with code Richard. That's code Richard. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, licensee partner Golden Nugget Lake Charles, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The Volume.
You know this, sir. You fall for these jokes.
Super Bowl championship. That should always be the expectation.
I ain't mad at you. Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Richard Sherman Podcast. Niners lose. Oh, my God. An outstanding performance by a number of guys. Christian McCaffrey played well. Brandon Ayuk, huge game by Juwan Jennings. The D-line, the defense flying around, but wasn't enough to send Patrick Mahomes home. Mitchell, you can't keep giving him chances. You can't have special teams blunders because, Mitchell, if you do that, there's a chance you're going home. And that's what happened.
Right, well, this is heartbreak, Richard. And this is not the heartbreak you get over in a couple of days or a few weeks. This is a heartbreak that sends you to counseling. Right, Rich? Right. I mean, this one hurts. And like you said, Richard, Patrick Mahomes is not the guy you want to give multiple opportunities to. When you give him opportunities, he's known to take advantage of them. And he did just that. This was a game that the San Francisco 49ers, in my opinion, could have easily had if they avoided those missed opportunities. Richard, where's your head at? Where's your heart at? I know this one hurts.
You know, I'm pretty good. You know, I feel good about how everybody played. It's always the missed opportunities. The Ray McCloud punt return, botched recovery, you know, is obviously going to be the story of the game. You know, up to that point, Kansas City hadn't scored a touchdown. Niners defense had just gotten another stop. That's probably the biggest play early in that game. Later in that game, they converted some passes. They converted some plays in overtime. But you get a holding call on second down. That kind of sets you back. And then you can't get the conversion on third down. You get to fourth down. You kick the field goal, and you can't get Mahomes stopped. It's going to be tough. But you got to give credit to Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, the first back-to-back Super Bowl champ in over 20 years. They did a great job. He played a great game, even with the turnover to Jair Brown early in the game. He came back, managed the game, pushed the ball down the field when he had to. So you got to take your cap off to him. I think Kyle called a good game. I think San Francisco played a good game, but you just can't have the special teams blunder. That's probably the difference in the game.
100%, because they had no momentum. I mean, Kansas City, this game was boring, Rich. I mean, let's just call it how it is. I mean, this game was boring, and that's kudos to San Francisco. They made it boring defensively. They controlled this game, and that punt shifted momentum entirely. What was 10-0 all of a sudden swung to 13-10, and all of a sudden Kansas City had life. And this is Patrick Mahomes. This is what we talked about leading up to this game. He is at Goliath, right? I mean, this guy controls this league. There's no single more important player to the NFL right now than Patrick Mahomes, and he does it again. When you thought they were down and out, when Marquez Valdez-Scantling didn't go down after he got hit and waddled back for another 8-yard loss, that possession and overtime kicked off to that degree, it didn't matter. Mahomes was Mahomes, and they pulled out the W. Richard, we got to start talking more about his legacy. I know we touched on it leading up to this game, but this is wildly impressive what he is doing. His third Super Bowl in 7 seasons. I mean, he's joining Brady. He's joining Troy Aikman now. I mean, he's the third player with 3 Super Bowls and 2 MVPs. Brady and Montana. I mean, these are Hall of Fame legends. And this guy's not even 30 years old, Rich. I mean, when does it stop?
I don't know, Mitchell. You don't see any end of the tunnel. You don't see any end in sight. He's playing well. They've done this despite trading away one of the best receivers in the National Football League. They've won 2 Super Bowls since they traded him away. And he played really well in this game. He got the ball to his playmakers. He got it to Travis when he needed to, overcame the mistakes, overcame the pressure from San Francisco's defensive line. I think, you know, Steve Wilks will probably want some of those calls back, but you got to give Spags a lot of credit. He called a good game. I think it's just that special teams to play. I mean, we'll have to go through the tape. I'm sure there's a ton of missed opportunities in there, but that's the glaring one because they had no momentum. They had no offensive rhythm, and you give them 6 points, 7 points, and get them back in a game. And it's a play where you're like, that's pretty avoidable. You know, that you hit it, then Ray McCloud, you have a chance to just fall on the ball and get to the next play. But instead, you try to run in traffic. Just a bad mistake that may have cost the Niners the game. Obviously, there's so many other plays that happened in the interim, but that was what changed the momentum and gave Kansas City a chance. That gave them life.
No question.
But you're right. And Patrick Mahomes' legacy is incredible. 3 Super Bowl wins. He's 3 out of 4 in Super Bowls. He's won 3 of his 4 Super Bowls. He's been to 4 in the last 5 years. Mitchell, this is a dynasty. They've won 3 Super Bowls in the last 5 years. He's going to be remembered. He's working himself onto the Mount Rushmore of the National Football League if he continues on this pace, Mitchell, because I don't see a guy stopping him. You know, obviously, they'll have to run into San Francisco again. I think Baltimore is going to be pretty good next year. We'll see how Harbaugh does with the Chargers, but he's not going anywhere.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, and their best price guarantee, Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. On Game Time, it's easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. Game Time is obsessed with finding ways to save you money on tickets. Game Time has deals on tickets right up to the start of the event, and even an hour after the event has started. It's the place to find last-minute seats, and Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same row and section for less, Game Time will guarantee you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code SHERMAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account, redeem the code SHERMAN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
He's not, and he's done it with a team that, frankly, everyone counted out midway through the season. And that's this one to me for Patrick Mahomes is the most impressive one, because he did it with a team that I think objectively a lot of folks thought they were not going to get here. And here they are again. Richard, Andy Reid is the fifth coach to win 3+ Super Bowls. I mean, this guy has got a Hall of Fame resume that he's just adding to year after year after year. At the other side of the field, Kyle Shanahan now suffers 2 Super Bowl losses in OT. 1 as the OC with the Falcons, now with the 49ers. Richard, this OT played out quick. Is there anything you would do differently if you were Kyle Shanahan? I know we're playing Sunday night quarterback after the Super Bowl, but Richard, would you take the ball in that situation as opposed to, you know, kicking it and deferring it and getting yourself, you know, at least a glimpse at what you have to achieve?
No, I think he made the right decision. The defense was exhausted. They needed a break. They had just come off the field, long drive, getting a stop in regulation to get them to overtime. They needed a break, so he made the right decision there. You just got to find a way to get the end zone. I mean, you can second guess everything, but I think he made the right call on third down. They just didn't pick up the pressure and give Brock enough time to hit Juwan Jennings, because he got open. You know, it was a good play. It was a good call. You got to give him the time to do it. And Spags deserves a ton of credit for calling that pressure, getting pressure on him in that situation. But I just think, again, the glaring thing is the special team play. That is the thing that changed the complexity of the game. Because like you said, it was boring. It was predictable. And you see San Francisco getting stop after stop, and then you give them the ball on the, 16-yard line or so, and they go in and score a touchdown, and now the game has totally changed. They have the lead, and everybody's shell-shocked. So I don't know. I look forward to watching the tape, but it was a great game. Kansas City is on their way. They should be really happy. They're going to have another parade. I'm just interested to hear what Kyle Shanahan and the rest of those guys say. It got to be heartbreaking for him, got to be heartbreaking for the staff to be that close to it and not get it done.
Well, Richard, I mean, this game, and we talked about, we had a good week in Las Vegas. I know everyone did, and a lot of things were going as we predicted they would. I mean, you were so right. I mean, Chase Young was having his game in the first half. I mean, Juwan Jennings was doing his thing. The kicking game played a huge factor in this. But this is heartbreak. I mean, like we've talked about, this is heartbreak at its core. Where do you go from here? San Francisco 49ers. This is a team that's been on the cusp of achieving their ultimate goal, winning a Super Bowl, but just cannot get over that hump. Richard, where does this team go from here to finally achieve that goal?
Mitchell, they got the team. You know, I think they got the players. I think they got the coaches. You just got to be consistent. Obviously, you got to figure out when Greenlaw is going to be back. I'm sure he's going to be seeing Neil Elatros soon to try to get that injury taken care of. But I think they got everything in the building to get it done. They were moments away, yards away from having a Super Bowl win. So I don't think you reset and panic or anything, but you got to get back on the horse. You know, it's going to be a tough one to bounce back from. I think guys just got to go through their process, figure it out, and then get back on the grind. You know, go back in motivating. But this is a heartbreaking loss. This is a devastating for your psyche. And I'm sure those guys felt like they deserved to win this game. And they're going to have to go battle back through, get their minds right, and try not to have a season like the Philadelphia Eagles had this year, where you just kind of fold down the stretch. Because you're kind of mentally fatigued and still heartbroken from losing a game the way you did. So they got to figure it out and come back stronger.
No question. Richard, We're going to keep this one short and sweet tonight. Unfortunately for our 49er faithful fans that follow us, you know, this one hurts. I am a pseudo Niner fan. I'm on your side. I know this doesn't hurt as deeply to me as it does to you, but I wanted this for you guys. Richard, we're going to have a hell of a lot more to talk to about going into this offseason. I will allow you to sign us off. I know this is not what you wanted, but I have a feeling we're going to be talking about them more and more next year, Rich.
No question, Mitchell. This was a great season. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a fun season to watch. Didn't turn out how we wanted it to, but you can always get them next year. Appreciate you guys supporting. Hit that sub button if you're new. See you next time.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.